Texte numéro 78. Students say they deserve higher quality of teaching. Liam Burns, the president of the National Union of Students, is calling for university lecturers to be forced to acquire teaching qualifications to ensure that students paying tuition fees are getting the most out of their degrees. With three-year courses now costing up to £27,000 in fees, Burns says universities should recognise that they need to improve the standards of teaching in seminars and lectures, including those delivered by postgraduate students, who are increasingly used as a cheap alternative to professional academics by cash-starved institutions. A report by the NUS on the university experience says the teaching skill of lecturers is seen as the most important ingredient, beyond facilities or even contact time, for a positive learning experience. It also finds that one in five students on an engineering or technology course does not believe his or her degree prepares them adequately for future employment. The same is true for one in ten studying medicine and nearly one in four studying computing and maths. Burns said, "I think it is undeniable, with the increase of perceived payment of fees, that people have much higher expectations. Not just students, but parents, who will probably be much more active in criticising what they perceive to be the deal." Attending his first NUS conference as national president this week, Burns added that universities needed to take the quality of the teachers more seriously and recognise the specific skills the role demanded. "When we think of teachers, it doesn't mean they have to be at the cutting edge of research, but it does mean they should have some sort of training in the provision of teaching. It is not the sort of thing you pick up by osmosis. Don't get me wrong, I am sure that there are some great postgraduate teachers out there. And one of the scandals is the terms and conditions around where postgraduates do teach. It is incredibly casualised and they often don't receive the support they need to be good teachers." The emphasis on the standard of teaching in universities by the NUS will be seen as a change in focus by the union following 2 years of campaigning over the government's imposition of up to £9,000 a year in tuition fees. Burns said he believed that the NUS needed to address a range of other issues affecting young people beyond the fees regime, including the scrapping of the educational maintenance allowance, under which up to £30 a week was given to 16 to 19-year-olds from low-income households undertaking a certain amount of study per week. Burns said, "We are calling for national action for students to eyeball their MPs and make clear to them what they are doing to the whole generation." Adapted from The Observer, April 2012.